A reading from the book of Exodus. As Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the commandments in his hands, he did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with the Lord. When Aaron then and the other children of Israel saw Moses and noticed how radiant the skin of his face had become, they were afraid to come near him. Only after Moses called to them did Aaron and all the rulers of the community come back to him. Moses then spoke to them. Later on, all the children of Israel came up to him, and he enjoined on them all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. When he finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses entered the presence of the Lord to converse with him, he removed the veil until he came out again. When coming out, he would tell the children of Israel all that he had commanded, all that he had been commanded. Then the children of Israel would see that the skin of Moses' face was radiant. So he would again put the veil over his face until he went in to converse with the Lord. The word of the Lord. Holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Holy is the Lord our God. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Holy is the Lord our God. From the pillar of cloud he spoke to them. They heard his decrees and the law he gave them. Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God and worship in his holy mountain, for holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we begin in the gospel about the kingdom of heaven. And Pope Benedict talks about in his book, Jesus of Nazareth, that Jesus is the kingdom of heaven. So when he's talking about the kingdom of heaven, it says that we'd be willing to sell joyfully everything for Jesus. You know, again, not everything for ourselves so we can go to heaven, but everything for Jesus. And then Moses shows us what should be happening in our prayer. If our prayer is true, that means if we are truly conversing with the Lord and not just saying a bunch of words out of superstition so I can get what I want from God. But if I'm truly conversing with the Lord, it will show on my face. It will show on my actions. It will show people will be able to see God in our eyes. Again, prayer, just because we go through the motions, doesn't make it real. There must be the fruit of prayer in our lives. There must be that reality that people know that we're praying because we're more loving, we're more other-centered, more generous. We're not more selfish. We're not more judgmental. We're not more focused on all the things I'm going to do to get to heaven. One is of God. One is of the evil one. We got to always discern, is my prayer real? Am I more loving because of my conversation with God? Because God is love. Am I more generous because God is generous? These are the things that must take daily precedence on how we're praying every day. If not, when we're at the end of our life and we go to hell forever because we are only focused on ourselves and our holiness, it's going to be like, well, I didn't know. Oh, no, you had the loudest priest in the world that told you. So, you knew, but did you act on it? That's the point. Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen.